You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 308, 87 degrees on this, yep, Friday, August 15th, 2025. I'm watching the TV now, and we're waiting for this meeting. It's supposed to take place at 3:30, our time today. Donald Trump is standing at the door of Air Force One right now, walking down the steps. It does say this is live at Joint Base Elmendorf, Anchorage, Alaska. And you also have the door open on the Russian President Vladimir Putin's plane in the split screen to the right. So that's what's going on right now. The president is just debarking the steps at from Air Force One. He is on a tarmac. Walking away from Air Force One now, and Vladimir Putin just stepped off his plane on the right split screen, walking down the stairs as well. From not sure what they call his plane, but the Russian president's plane there in Anchorage, Alaska. Vladimir Putin is now flanked by one of his staff members who just whispered in his ear and walked away. There is security. Two security members walking, flanking Vladimir Putin, I'd say about 10 feet away and maybe 15, 20 feet away, where President Trump is walking by himself. They are both now on red carpets on the tarmac. And because of the split screen, I cannot see where they are in relationship to each other. But this is what we're watching live now from Anchorage, Alaska. The two presidents, I would imagine, walking towards each other from their respective airplanes in Anchorage, Alaska. I believe it's 11-something Alaskan time. 3:30 is the scheduled meeting, our time. Here, Donald Trump has now stopped, President Trump, and he has turned to his side facing an unknown direction as he stands there and waits. And the split screen has gone away, so I cannot tell you where Vladimir Putin, President Putin from Russia, is at this time. And it's going to be interesting. President Donald Trump is clapping right now. I would imagine as President Putin approaches Donald Trump, there is a military there. Both are laughing, hands extended, shaking hands now. The two presidents, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, exchanging words to each other. Vladimir Putin is smiling. Donald Trump is now smiling as they walk together. They have joined on the red carpet, and they are walking together, having a casual conversation with each other, which is a good sign. Listen, regardless of the outcome here, and I do not have high expectations, Donald Trump is saluting his military honor guard that is standing there. Vladimir Putin did nod his head, obviously did not salute the American military. As they continue to walk and talk together, if you've ever seen both Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump stands a little taller than Vladimir Putin, not that that means anything here, but they are walking together, looking around, looking at the sky. I guess there was some planes flying overhead, and Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin now going on a podium that says Alaska 2025 with two F-22 jets in the background of this podium. They're both standing there with Air Force One in the background, flanked by two F-22 fighter jets. And again, on a podium, blue in carpet with that says Alaska 2025 in front of it. They are shaking hands. This is a photo opportunity. The press corps is just before the podium. And I guess they're yelling questions out, and Vladimir Putin pointed to his ear and shrugged his shoulders like he could not hear anything there. Donald Trump did tap him on the shoulder, and they are walking away from the podium now and down, it appears, to what we call the Beast. It's the president's Cadillac limousine, and both presidents are entering the presidential limo, which we commonly refer to as the Beast. Secret Service is holding the doors open for them. It appears that Secret Service, they are both now in the limo, and they are entering it, heading to where the location where this conversation is going to take place. It's hard to tell if there's a mixture of Secret Services from both governments here. It appears, obviously, the people operating the Beast and the motorcade are the United States Secret Service, but there may be, based on appearances, and that's all I'm basing it on, other personnel that are intertwined with them. It looks like these are the individuals wearing grayish, dark charcoal gray, almost black, with identity tags hanging, a yellow ID tag hanging with baseball hats. They appear to be with President Vladimir Putin's detail that are in between Secret Service agents, but in the vehicle itself, it appears to be a driver and the head of security, Secret Service, presidential detail, usually in the passenger seat, and the two presidents in the rear. I did not see anyone else enter the vehicle, so that's where we're at. It just broke away from that. If they're meeting there, if they're driving somewhere else, it is unknown. So that is the update coming from the tarmac in Alaska. We will bring to you live the press conference, any words that come off of this. When we saw that this was happening and I looked at the time frame that it would take place, the Beast is now driving away from the location. They are back on the split screen with Vladimir Putin's driving in the passenger rear seat, the driver's rear seat, and the president in the passenger rear seat of what we call the Beast, the presidential limo. And again, two Secret Service agents, the driver, and usually the head of the presidential Secret Service detail drivers in the passenger seat of that vehicle. So this meeting is scheduled to take place, the official meeting, at 3:30. When that comes to fruition and there's anything spoken, we will bring that to you live. We will cut in to hear what both presidents or either president has to say. Again, I don't have high expectations of an outcome here, and I think even things agreed to here, if there's a later meeting that will include President Zelensky, what happens at that point, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, is up to the Ukrainian government and up to the Ukrainian people when it comes to land issues. So we'll see what happens there. But the fact that the two are meeting face-to-face, and there were also some things thrown in, left curves thrown into this over the past day. The president took a phone call with President Trump took a phone call from the president of Belarus, which is Ukraine's neighbor to the north, very friendly with Russia, about a prisoner exchange. And that was found to be odd by national security experts. And also, President Vladimir Putin visited a memorial for the United States' service in World War II with the Russians and laid some flowers there just before he departed for Alaska, which, again, if you look at President Vladimir Putin's background as being the KGB and PSYOPs and everything like that, was it just, you know, a head fake PSYOP game? Could be. But very unusual for that. The fact that he went to this memorial and laid some flowers just before he boarded a plane to meet with President Trump. Again, is this just false hope and false promises, or does something really come out of this? And there are a lot of things that could come out of this. Not only the Ukraine-Russia war, but future treaties with America. Sanctions are on the table. And it appears now that there's the motorcade and press pool pulling out of the area to wherever this meeting is going to take place. And there are four F-22s that were flanking that podium that they were standing on. If you're watching this on TV, the F-22s have red barricades blocking their intakes on their engines and covering what we call top secret parts. There's parts on the front, too. Anytime a lot of these planes are in public view or in view of people like Russian officials, they don't want them to get that close a look of our F-22s. They don't want them to see, you know, the inner workings of the turbines and the engines in these. So it's very common that these are blocked off when they're anywhere outside of U.S. control or airspace, or there's a lot of cameras. I could tell you when I go visit, you know, my family, my kids at some of their assignments, they ask us point blank, please don't take pictures of X, Y, and Z. And if they see you doing that, they're going to ask for your camera. A lot of times they'll have those things blocked off to where there's these big plugs that go in the engine intake or the rear, so you really can't see the inner workings of the turbine. You know, how do they actually make these stealth things that stealth? And they'll cover them in a certain way. So it did look like that those F-22s, the four of them, there was only two in the first shot, the four F-22s that are sitting there had those covers on. And it also appeared that some sort of aircraft flew over the two presidents when they were just before getting in the beast, because they both looked up and Donald Trump clapped a few times and Vladimir Putin kind of looked concerned at first and then smiled and they went on their way. So definitely, you know, a show of force and flexing there in Alaska. I'm sure the air cover here, as well as this entire area, is probably one of the most secure in the world right now from anyone. Not just for the two presidents, but it appears outside entities that would like to stoke some sort of conflict here. And it does appear that the gentlemen wearing these charcoal gray outfits and jackets with baseball hats are part of Vladimir Putin's security detail. And again, when they entered the beast, they were intertwined. Two of them walked up and were in between some of the Secret Service agents, which is prearranged beforehand through the heads of security. They meet before they even got off the plane and said, oh, okay, this is what's acceptable. This is not what's acceptable. This is what we're going to do. We'll set it up. You guys could come in and join us. These are choreographed events when it comes to multiple security like this. And this goes for heads of state from around the world. You know, when I worked dignitary protection in New York City for the NYPD, and we protected and provided support for places like the Secret Service, like other heads of state or countries' details, security details, depending on who was in charge, which a lot of time it's either State Department or the Secret Service, you know, they would tell us how we fit in and this is what's going to happen and this is where you need to supplement, is where you can be or can't be. And we're going to bring in our counterparts from them to join us at some part. And that's what it appeared was going on here. So that's basically a play-by-play now from the tarmac and joint base Elmendorf, Anchorage, Alaska. It is 11:19 a.m. local time there. Again, 3:20 here, our time. The meeting is scheduled to take place at 3:30 our time. And once that breaks, the longer the better as far as results, because Donald Trump has said that if there is no results being gained, that he's going to end the meeting quite early. So I think just by how long it takes for them to come out and make some sort of comments will give us a gauge on how the meeting went. Again, not very high expectations from me personally, But them meeting face-to-face, and this is a step in the right direction. So we'll see what happens there. It's 3:21 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. There's already a change in the dynamics of this meeting. What was supposed to be a one-on-one event with Vladimir Putin and President Trump is now going to be a three-on-three event. They've chosen to now expand who will be meeting in this discussion today. It is unknown who the two that will be joining President Vladimir Putin for Russia will be, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will be joining Donald Trump at that table of three. And again, Susie Wiles, the Chief of Staff for the White House, for the Oval Office, has said that based on the amount of time is spent just talking, will dictate how well this meeting's going. Donald Trump has made it no secret that if there's nothing fruitful coming from this, he's going to end the meeting quick and say, good luck with your war. You know, hopefully there's enough people left to survive to move forward once you do decide to go in the direction of peace. So again, the biggest change right now in the dynamic is what was supposed to be a one-on-one meeting. And listen, that could also change. If we know anything about President Donald Trump, he is unpredictable. And if there's the opportunity for him and Vladimir Putin to decide together that they want to speak in private, that could very well happen. It could very well be a real thing that happens here. But again, that what was billed as a one-on-one meeting of just the two presidents now includes a three-on-three. And again, it's unknown who from the Russian side will be joining President Vladimir Putin. But again, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will be joining the president at that table. Let's go to the phone now. We have Krista from Bloomberg. Krista.
Hey, Rob. So I heard you talking about them meeting up and all this other stuff. So I have a funny for you. So my oldest son is stationed at Elmendorf. And it's been chaos. But so he is in charge of climate control for the room that they are meeting in. And he was told it has to be 72 degrees, not 72 and a half, not 71 and a half. It has to be 72 degrees.
That's some information there. And that's not uncommon.
I know.
Listen, I spent a lot of time, especially when I was working in New York City at David Letterman's studio, so where he had his studio, the entire studio at sub-zero degrees, and was very angry if it wasn't that. And he did actually keep it there, so it was a great place to go take a break if you were in uniform and a bulletproof vest in Midtown Manhattan during the summer to duck into the studio during the day before his show was taping. So, that's interesting information. 72 degrees, not a half a degree more or less.
Nope. And I said to him, I did say to him, I'm like, do you think there's a chance that you'll get to meet? I mean, he's met Trump already. I said, do you think there's a chance you'd get to meet Putin? And he says, I have no idea. He goes, but you will be my first phone call.
There you go. Well,
I know.
There is a large contingency there. I'm sure it'll be kept to necessary personnel only. But if it's his job to keep that room at a specific temperature, he may just be that necessary personnel.
I know. And I said, for all the stuff that we go through with our kids and the military, when they get to do super cool stuff like this, it kind of makes it worth it. It makes the stress and anxiety worth it. So.
Yeah, well, they've put on an impressive show here so far, again, with those four F-22s. I don't know if you're watching this on Fox News or on a news agency now, but that podium that was out there, now there's live video showing.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin flanked by, well, it looks like, well, one's an interpreter. So Marco Rubio and Steve Witkoff to Trump's left with an interpreter there. The news camera's bouncing around, so you really can't see much anymore, if at all.
Yeah.
Krista, I'm going to go back to the live view, but I appreciate your call.
Right,
and God bless your son and his service to this nation.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was some great information. There is a camera in the room that is trying to focus and bounce around. We're looking at floor and shoes and people's shoulders now if they're not being – well, it looks like they were escorted out of the room. So Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump were sitting next to each other in the middle, you know, catty, you know, cornered to each other, angled to each other. To Donald Trump's left, which would be our right if you were looking at the screen, you did have Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and it appeared to be a translator right over the shoulder of President Trump. Vladimir Putin, it did not show the two that was to his, or the three people that were to his left. It showed them briefly, but I could not identify any of them. I would assume another translator and the two officials that he have chosen to be with him. So that's where we're at as far as this meeting goes. It appears it is going to go on cue at 3:30, like we were told, because it appears the press that were taking pictures, hopefully we get some still pictures up before they cut that feed at that location. And the meeting takes place at precisely 3:30, like it's scheduled to do. These things do usually work like clockwork unless something extraordinary happens. In that room that we know now is precisely 72 degrees. And it just goes to show the wide spectrum of Northeast Pennsylvania and, you know, where our families and kids and men and women in our area, the great things they go and do. And it's, you know, who would ever think if you were assigned to a joint base in Alaska that you'd be hosting a meeting like this and be assigned to make sure the room was a specific temperature for two of the most powerful world leaders in the world to meet. So we'll keep monitoring this. We'll see if there's any information. And again, the longer it goes, the more beneficial it is for the world, one way or another. It's 3:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We could let that music just keep playing, Jake, until we get an answer from the presidential thing, right? Great song. Right, the buildup. Does something happen? Does it not happen? Looks like they're refueling Air Force One right now with a couple tanker trucks right there on the tarmac. It is a long flight from Washington, D.C. to Alaska. So it is 3:36 here, 87 degrees on this Friday, August 15th, 2025. I'm just seeing that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, has said that 1.6 million illegal aliens have self-deported via the app that they changed the purpose of. So 1.6 million illegal aliens have self-deported via that one app or whatever they were calling it. So some news coming out of there. And we are monitoring the TV to see if anything is breaking there with any statements from either president. We will bring that to you live when we see it happening. This next story, really, listen, how low can people get? And I've been aware of this for 2 weeks now. And my advice was then, and it, because it's so widespreadly reported now is the only reason I'm talking about it, is why give it oxygen? Because you have the people with nothing else to do that will throw their two cents in and try and get involved in this. But Congressman Bresnahan and his fiance have gotten threatened on their wedding website. And there's also was a protest planned of broken vows, town hall. They are protesting his wedding. Now, listen, politics aside, disagree with politics all you want. Disagree with the candidate all you want. Protesting someone's wedding, it's just utterly abhorrent. And knowing some of the background to this, and some of them are valid threats. Be seeing you soon, Luigi, was posted to the registry. I mean, Luigi Mangione, the shooter who targeted the healthcare CEO. Yeah, you might think you're posting that in jest, but this is now an official Capitol Police investigation. Would all the seniors that will be kicked out of nursing homes because of Medicaid cuts get to go to your wedding since they have nowhere else to go? PA Senior wrote that. So you're a Pennsylvania senior, and that's what you're going with? And again, disagree with politics all you want. But to target someone's wedding, it's come on now. And I understand this is the policy of the left. Listen, we're going to make you utterly miserable. I remember at the first inauguration of Donald Trump, people that I know personally, Gold Star families that were going to an event, an inauguration event on inauguration day after the parade, were spit on and had fluids thrown on them in their dresses going out. These are Gold Star families. It's actually one of the people who run the Travis Manion Foundation, which is a very popular organization that gives back, if not me, then who? Her brother was killed along with his roommate at the Naval Academy. Travis Manion and Brendan Looney. They are buried together at Arlington National Cemetery. And because of their politics, because it was Inauguration Day and they didn't like who won in 2016 and they were going to an event, they were blocked by a rowdy crowd, pushed, shoved, and had fluids and thrown at them and spit on. It's all on video, by the way, too. And that's justified simply because you don't like what happened politically, because you don't like who won politically. No one's asking you to like the current congressman if you don't believe he's doing the right thing by you. If that's the case, vote differently, which you probably did and lost in the last election. Run a better candidate, something you have yet to announce or find. But this is abhorrent nonsense. It's disgusting. I'm going to have more to say on this probably later on, but how disgraceful of a human being can you get to target something like this? Regardless of what you feel about his politics, regardless of what you feel about him personally, this is by all means his fiancés, his future wives. One of the lifelong memories she's going to have. And this is the nonsense they have to deal with for public service. Well, and I know. Well, they signed on for this. They knew what they were getting into when they ran for office. Really? So, you know, our police officers out there doing the job that they do, it's okay if their families get harassed, their children get harassed in school. It does happen. Their wives and mothers and fathers get harassed. You know, the IRS teachers. Well, if you don't like the fact that your school district is not having the right metrics on reading and math standardized testing for the state, should their families be harassed because you don't think the teachers are doing a good enough job? We should harass their kids, their mothers, their fathers. We should go protest their houses because, you know, only 30% of the school district is reading at an eighth grade level. And we can go on and on, but this is just not how we do things. You don't like the politics, vote in the next election. That's your recourse. Send letters. Stand outside with your signs at his office. Not at his wedding. Not anyone's wedding. It's just disgraceful. It's 3:41 here at WILK. Time for the NAPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Mistin Mountaintop. Two great deals. You get a dinner deal, get a $40 gift certificate for only $20, valid 3 p.m. to closing. Offering a full selection of sushi, sashimi, entries, teriyaki, and tempura dinners, as well as specialty rolls, appetizers, and hibachi dinners. I guess the lunch deal is done. Located at Kirby Avenue and Mountaintop, visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I don't know. Some of those on the left really don't know how to form an argument. I get a text message. Yes. And this is someone who leans left and bashes Trump all the time and says, yes, my sister's a librarian in the Harrisburg area and got harassed for certain books that were on the shelves. Disgraceful. Well, sort of not the same thing. Was she harassed or was she just told, why are these books on the shelves? She is the librarian, so isn't it the proper venue for someone to disagree with what kind of books are on the shelves at the library to the librarian? Sort of a little different story than, let's say, going to the ice cream shop where she's getting her kid an ice cream and saying the books that you have in your library are disgusting or disgraceful, or I disagree with them and such like that. But if you're complaining to the librarian at the library about certain material on the shelves, isn't that the proper venue? So, I don't know. Just my little thing. So, a cyber charter school eyes a 2026 completion of a building on Montage Mountain. Yep. A cyber charter school that operates statewide plans to open a new location on Montage Mountain. Commonwealth Charter Academy began construction work at a recently purchased three-story building, 53 Glenmora National Boulevard, last fall, and anticipates it being completed in mid-2026. The school's chief branding and government relations officer said. CCA, based in Harrisburg, purchased the former Cigna building up there for $17.8 million. The CCA's family service centers, like the one on Montage Mountain, are used for administering tests, state testing, Act 158 graduation requirements and alternate testing, English learner testing, field trips and activities, and career readiness programming. Families can also seek tutoring, technology support, and other assistance. The project is expected to cost no more than $28 million, according to a legal notice published. The school plans to use a portion of the first floor and all of the second floor for its operations, while tenants would occupy the third floor and the remaining portion of the first floor. The number of employees who will work at the location hasn't been determined. So we'll have a new charter school. The CCA has two family service centers in Northeast Pennsylvania, in Dixon City and Wilkes-Barre Township, both of which will remain open. The building's new use could impact tax revenue, as CCA may seek tax-exempt status once it's allowed to occupy the site. The building being taken off the tax rolls has worried leaders in Scranton and Riverside school districts, where the property is located, who previously said that they would lose tax revenue at the same time their tuition payments to charter school grows. Well, provide a better product, and maybe people will stick to your school district rather than going to a charter school. The property generated about $280,000 in tax revenue for the two school districts in 2022. And the parcel was assessed at nearly $1.7 million last year, while the parcel in Moosic was assessed at $200,000. A performance of the audit released earlier this year on the five charter schools that operate in the state, including CCA, found that from 2020 to 2023, they legally increased revenues by $425 million and reserves by 144%, due in part to what Pennsylvania Auditor General Timothy DeFore says is an outdated funding formula that does not use actual instruction costs to determine tuition. Set guidelines for spending or set limits for cyber charter school reserve funds. So we'll see how this goes, but it looks like a nice building and more options for family and parents. It's coming up on 3:50 here at WILK News Radio. Just about time for the Bloomberg money market. I really haven't been paying attention to the market today, focusing on this summit in Alaska. So we'll see what the Bloomberg has to say for you now. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 3:53 here at WILK. Let me bring in Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Commissioner, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Hey, Rob. Thank you for having me.
So one of the reasons that I touched base with you today to reach out is I saw a post from Lackawanna County earlier today, and it said Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan today met with students in Johnson College's RISE program. That's the Readiness and Skilled Employment. The college received job creation funding from the Lackawanna County Department of Planning and Economic Development to expand the transformative program. And there's a picture of Commissioner Gaughan there with members of Johnson College and some students in the background taking this picture. One of the things missing is the other Lackawanna County Commissioner, you. And I asked, were you even aware that this event was taking place today?
I think I found out about the same time you did.
Why, seeing it on social media?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's a prime example to where they're using taxpayer dollars, taxpayer funds to fund this program. And I think Johnson College is an excellent institution. I think our trade schools should be touted to no end with all the backing that we can give them. But this just goes to show you the single-minded lack of team environment in Lackawanna County when there's only two commissioners currently.
Well, you know, it is a shame, and I was pretty disappointed when I saw it. And I guess the biggest disappointment for me is that I have a great relationship with the president of Johnson College. But the other part is, you know, my family automotive business. You would think that would be an important guest as well, you know, because, you know, I know they have students there that are in automotive repair and things like that. So I don't know. I couldn't tell you why I was not notified. That's beyond me. But it's just typical, you know, but whatever. It is what it is.
Now, he's basically using the Lackawanna County platform as his own promotional material when he doesn't include you in things that should obviously include you. The taxpayers of Lackawanna County either voted for you or didn't vote for you, but you're sitting in that seat, you're holding that seat, and any representation of Lackawanna County, if available, should include the both of you.
Well, you're right. And, you know, in the previous administration, you know, I used to take Jerry Notarianni with me to these events. So, you know, that I couldn't tell you, but it's just disappointing. And it's just typical, though. You know, what can I say? It's not worth complaining about, but I would have thought I would have been notified, but you know.
And you would think it would be owed to the taxpayers of Lackawanna County, half of which who voted for you, to be included in something like this.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I always say, and I know I've talked to you off the air, and, you know, I work for everyone in Lackawanna County, not just for the people that voted for me, but for everyone. And, you know, and the schools and the colleges, and they're all important parts of the county itself. So, you know, yes, everybody should be invited. There should be 2-3 commissioners, whatever, that we should have all been there. But whatever, that's fine. I can keep going.
Yeah, and the voters, right. And the reason I bring it up is the voters need to see what's happening before their eyes. I shared the Lackawanna County post on my social media, and basically I said there's no I in team. And I didn't bash him politically, I didn't bash him personally, but listen, time after time after time of seeing this, voters need to wake up and see that, either we start working together as a county, because that's what got us in this financial situation to begin with. The couple of minutes I have, because there's a lot I want to cover, I just saw that the state high court has denied the King's Bench bid for the commissioner vacancy dispute. So the Supreme Court will not be hearing in a King's Court, but his appeal still stands. Is there any way since commissioners can all of a sudden, I guess, act unilaterally for the first time in state's history now, is there any way that you could go forward with the minority solicitor to appeal to one of the lower courts that have already decided on this, that he puts a personal bond at stake here for this nonsense that's going on?
Well, my solicitor and I have another attorney, Howard Rothenberg, also joined my team at no charge, by the way. Because he's sick of all the nonsense and waste. They're submitting something. It has to be into the Supreme Court by Tuesday, I believe. So that we're submitting something. I have to meet with him later to see exactly what was going on. But yeah, we're addressing it. My opinion is the Supreme Court isn't even going to listen, isn't going to hear it. But we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm going to keep fighting that one. That's ridiculous.
It's easy
to be paying for it.
It's easy for him to continue this charade when he's dealing with other people's money. But if he's held a personal bond, which a lot of times that's the case in cases like this, to where it's his money now at stake if he loses, I bet he changes his tune. And as a Lackawanna County taxpayer, that's the direction I would like to see this go in. Well, I have a minute left, Chris. I know, when I spoke to you earlier about getting you on, I talked about this. Where does the county stand? And I understand all the I's aren't dotted and the T's financially. Are we running a deficit? Yeah. Are we running on budget so far this year? Where do we stand?
Well, in the grand scheme of things and the massive budget that we now have, we're close. So I can't answer it exactly yet, but we're in the process now of going into the budget season. We're going through all the budgets, and in the meantime, we're also, you know, seeing exactly where we're going to end up. So believe me, it's close. It's close. It looks like there's going to be a little bit of a deficit. So, again, for 5 or 6 years, I've been saying that the county has a spending problem, and with 40% tax increase in 2 years, and we still are going to run short or come close, that's not good.
All right, I'm going to have to leave it there, Commissioner. I appreciate you joining us. We're almost at the top of the hour.
See you. Thanks.
Thank you. 4 o'clock.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent, I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.